What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Now get ready for Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
I am Joshua P. Warren, and each week on this show, I'll be bringing you brand new, mind-blowing content, news, exercises, and weird experiments you can do at home, and a lot more. On this edition of the show, Dead Aliens. You will not believe what I received in the mail a few days ago. This is one of the weirdest stories that I've ever heard. I think it will be one of the weirdest stories that you've ever been told. And so you know what it means when I say something like that. It's time to grab your soda pop, pour your cup of coffee, pour your glass of wine, grab your bottle of whiskey, turn down the lights, do whatever it is you do when you prepare yourself to hear something that's going to make you say, agitato zume. It's one of those stories, and I've been dying to tell you this for a while. Okay, where do I begin? I was recently contacted online, initially through my Facebook page, by a couple named Nathan and Angel, and they live outside of Phoenix, Arizona. And the first message I got, this was a public post, Nathan says, "Hey Joshua, have you ever heard the name John Edmonds? in the OUFO ET world. If so, I have a crazy story about him. God rest his soul. And my initial response was, nope, never heard of him. But it turns out that I had heard of him. I'd just forgotten about it. It was a long time ago. So I'll get back to that later in the story. So he wrote back and he said, John Edmonds had a place here in Arizona called Stardust Ranch, said to have been visited by aliens numerous times, and he killed several and had alien DNA that he got tested. He was on ghost adventures. He had a lot of strange stories. But he goes on to say that recently John Edmonds died, and that Nathan and Angel were part of the team to go in and repossess this ranch after it went into foreclosure. And he said that when John Edmonds died, his wife just walked out the door, basically leaving all of their possessions behind, including the DNA test results from the alien DNA. And I was like, wow. So I said, look, please contact Mobius and tell him more about this to see if we can examine anything you have, because you have to understand, I get so many messages that it's absolutely impossible for me to read all of them. And so I at least try, if I can't correspond with everybody, I'll pass them often to Mobius and let him be that first point of contact and look over things and figure out whether or not it's something that I need to pursue. You know, I have to guard my time like that. And so, and you know, and it is funny. You never know what you're going to get, what kind of reaction you're going to get. There was a guy, one of these fellows, about a week ago, who emailed me and he said, hey, I saw your UFO stuff. You know, may I send you this clip of a UFO I shot to get your opinion? And I said, sure, you can send it to me. And I have a team that will look over it and we'll give you an opinion if we can. That's how this works. I do. I have a team of people. They're all experts. We've been doing this a long time. People who have college degrees and all kinds of stuff, experience working in TV and movies. And so this guy sends this clip. I'm talking about a different person than Nathan here, okay? This is just another guy who sent a clip, and we open it up, and we all look at it, and it's just one of these things where it's just like a white light in the sky. And he's telling me it's shape-shifting and all these faces and stuff. And we just wrote him back and said, well, I'm sorry, but we're not able to deduce anything from what you've said here. We don't have enough information. And then I got one of those, well, screw you, emails back. That happens a lot. You're trying to be nice and courteous, and somebody asks you to look at their thing, and you say, well, I'm sorry, I don't know what, you know, I don't have anything for you, I don't see what you're saying, and they just hate your guts for it, you know. So you never know if you're going to be dealing with somebody who's sensible or not. Well, fortunately, Nathan and Angel are very sensible people from what I can tell. And so Nathan and Angel, they contacted Mobius, and they explained what this was all about. And Mobius and I became immediately intrigued, because there is a heck of a twist to this story that you're going to hear about. you might not even believe it. You wouldn't believe what I'm holding in my hands right now. I'm serious. Okay. I bought this book. I started researching this guy, John Edmonds, and the reason that I at first that I hadn't heard of him was because I just forgot his name. And I do remember, however, seeing him on this episode of Ghost Adventures back in the day. I'll tell you more about that later. And I thought it was weird because the Ghost Adventures wasn't, you know, doing too much in the alien ET world. And it was unusual for them to go to this place called Stardust Ranch, and Dave Schrader was on that show. And anyway, I'll tell you more about that later. But this guy, John Edmonds, he wrote this book. Apparently he just passed away a couple of years ago, and he wrote this book called Stardust Ranch, The Incredible True Story, authored by him and Bruce McDonald. I got this on Amazon.com. And I also started watching videos with John Edmonds and listening to podcasts. And here's the gist of the story. Okay, I'm not going to pretend I'm an expert and I know all the little ins and outs, but this is what I've been able to gather as the basic story. John Edmonds was a counselor and a therapist who lived in Arizona in his late 30s. And he decided that he didn't want that kind of stress. He wanted a more natural life out in the country, making money off of horses and outdoor activities. And so he and his wife, Joyce, bought this horse ranch in Buckeye, Arizona, almost an hour's drive outside of Phoenix. And they purchased it, I think, around 1996. Now, this ranch had been built in the late 1970s, so it was about 20 years old. And it was not originally called Stardust Ranch. That's a name that John gave it over time due to the sort of cosmic activity there. And it's one of those things where in his book, he says, we just bought it for a really good deal, you know, 10 acres, 3,500 square foot house with 5 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, a big living room and kitchen and storage areas and an in-ground swimming pool and plenty of accommodations for all the horses. And you hear that sort of thing a lot, don't you? When somebody buys something and it's just a really good deal, you just can't refuse. Couldn't turn down that bargain. It might be a haunted or cursed item or location. Some people just give it away. And when John and Joyce went into this house, they were even more surprised because it was fully furnished. All the furniture was in there. Even the kitchen was stocked with food. And a realtor told him, although the previous owners just used it once in a while for vacations, and they were okay with just, you know, selling everything in the house along with it. So he said, look, we couldn't turn down this deal. And so he was just jumping for joy to buy this house. But his wife, on the other hand, had a bad, eerie feeling from the beginning. And you know how that goes. That happens often as well. And sure enough, not long after they got settled in, all kinds of spooky, ghostly stuff started happening on this ranch. It was just the two of them. They would see shadows moving around. Objects would be displaced. And he finally found out at some point, many years before, a 17-year-old boy who lived in the house had put a shotgun in his mouth on graduation day and killed himself in this house. That's just the beginning. That is the tip of the iceberg. When we come back from this break, if you think this is a weird story, it really starts getting weird. Wait till you hear about who he meets, this strange man outside of his house, and how this seems to be the harbinger of what is to come. Oh boy, I kind of get goosebumps when I think about this story, especially when you hear what I'm holding in my hands. Hey, listen, I have a big announcement, I think probably on my next show, and I this is something I've been working on for probably almost a year, and before I put it out there on the air, I'm going to give you a heads up, a sneak peek, if you subscribe to my free e-newsletter. This is a new invention, a new product that is something that it's unlike anything I've ever created before, and you are going to love it. So here's what I want you to do. Go right now to joshuapwarren.com. On the homepage, you'll see where it says in the Slimer green letters there, click here for Joshua's free e-newsletter. You click that. You type in your email address, takes you 2 seconds. When you do that, by the way, you will immediately receive an automated email from me with links to some free online goodies. There's a free good luck charm, some free money-making secrets and tips, all kinds of stuff to help make your life more magical if you sign up there on the newsletter page, joshuapwarren.com. I am Joshua P. Warren. And you are listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Strange Things coming right up.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. That frustrating thing your mom does. Or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/strangethings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/strangethings.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, the Coast to Coast AM YouTube channel is waiting for you now.
Go to coasttocoastam.com for more information.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, this is George Norrie, and you're listening to the new iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Now let's get back to Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren, beaming into your wormhole brain from my studio in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, where every day is golden and every night is silver. Agiatato Zume! Do you think you'd be a little freaked out at night being on this ranch, this Stardust Ranch, just you and your husband, kind of in the middle of nowhere? He describes this as being one of the more remote and undeveloped areas. And he talks about how that there's not really much around. He says if you look at Stardust Ranch In the satellite view of Google Maps, you'll see dry, hard land with very little green, a kind of orange, red, and brown. It's the kind of land you'd see in an Old West movie. And when you have your feet on the ground in Buckeye, that's exactly what it feels like. Except for the house itself, which is fairly modern, my ranch looks like it's from an Old West movie. It's the kind of hard, scab land that a man looking for true solitude would feel comfortable in. And when I saw it, I saw my dream. So, they're out there in the middle of nowhere, by themselves on this ranch. And now all this weird stuff is happening. Spooky things. The list is too long to go down, but you can imagine the typical spooky stuff. And then it kind of really kicks off after a couple of months. I want to read to you this portion from his book called Stardust Ranch, the incredible true story. When was this? Let's see, when was this published? This was published 2019 and 2020, not too long ago. Like I say, he's only been dead a couple of years, I believe. So he said he'd been carrying a gun around on the property, a 357 Magnum. And he said, sometime in our second month at the ranch, I was home alone while Joyce was at work in Phoenix. I saw a man come off the road and begin walking up my long dirt laneway. Right away, I knew there was something off about him. He was about 5'9" tall. He wore a military-style shirt with the sleeves cut off over a t-shirt. He had on a very well-worn pair of jeans that looked as though they had not been washed in some time. A very worn pair of lace black boots adorned his feet. He had long gray hair parted in the middle, sort of like Willie Nelson. And somewhere between a 1 and a 2 week salt and pepper beard over very gaunt cheeks. I put the gun into the back of my pants and walked out of the house to meet him on the laneway. And as I got closer to him, I could see an intensity to his eyes. Something I'd come to equate with the many psychotics I met in my counseling practice. His teeth were in horrible condition, yellow and broken, marking him as someone who had lived rough for a while, years maybe. But what caught my attention most was the well-used 24-inch machete he was carrying in his hand. He did not appear to have a scabbard for it. A man walking around with a machete was not out of place in Rainbow Valley, but a man walking around holding a machete was unusual. It made me tense up in the way I used to feel when I was walking around my old neighborhood, a place where anything could happen. I had to be prepared for immediate, spontaneous violence. So anyway, he says, we both came to a stop around the midpoint of the 100-yard laneway, 10 feet between us, squared off like a couple of gunfighters, cautiously studying each other. I spoke first. Can I help you? I live here, he said. Excuse me, I asked. I tried not to be too rude or incredulous because I did not know what the guy was talking about. He pointed up with the machete off to the distance there, stating he lived there. I took a glance behind me. I assumed he meant the storage shack about 25 or 50 yards from the main house. I'd already taken a look inside of it. I did not see the makings of any kind of squat for this homeless man. I had the sense that he was a veteran. In any case, I was extremely tolerant of him. I'm sorry, I said. I don't have an arrangement with you. Did the previous occupants allow you to live on the land? Did you help out around here or something? He then said something that made my whole body tighten up. I kill the monsters. I don't know why, but even thinking back about this all those years ago makes me uncomfortable. I quickly became impatient with the man and said, look, I don't know what arrangement you had with the previous owners, but I don't want you living here. He sort of cold-cocked me with a 1,000-yard stare and simply said, you're going to regret that. Then he turned around and walked away as he had come. Between the man with the machete in my laneway and the entire contents of the house, I still did not connect with Joyce's intuition about the place. I guess I should have seen it. It could not have been a stronger forewarning by the law of circumstance and synchronicity. The only thing missing was the crazy old man from the Friday the 13th movie franchise warning the teenagers not to go to Camp Blood. Okay, well, that's not a good sign, is it? You're doomed. Doomed! Well, sure enough, not long after that, this is when the activity picks up. And, again, I could go into a lot of detail here, but I got one podcast to tell you what's going on here. They finally start seeing some of these ghostly figures become more and more tangible. And then they realize that when they can get a better look at them, they're actually seeing what look like the Greys, the gray aliens, you know, the typical ones that have the big oval head and the big black eyes. And one of the weirdest things is that he said it began when they started catching glimpses of them. And that when they would see them, it would look like that sometimes they were peeking out from behind a shower curtain in the middle of the room, except there was no curtain in the middle of the room. So it was almost like that they were literally partially cloaked and occasionally peeking in and out from another dimension. And then things really ramped up when they began to feel like they were becoming abducted. As a matter of fact, here in the back of the book, his wife, Joyce, actually wrote some about her experience. And she said, it was horrifying for me. She said, the grays make a hissing sound and I could hear things moving around at night. John and I woke up in the morning and both of us were extremely raw and chafed on the inside of our thighs. And we figured out that we had been abducted. It proceeded to the point where I was being taken multiple times. Right. So this continues. John even says at one point he goes into the house and he goes into the bedroom at night and he actually sees his wife levitating out of the bed. And he doesn't know what to do. And this is the point where he starts trying to attack whatever these things are. Almost every night they're popping up around the property. He ends up shooting at them on a number of occasions, but the shooting doesn't really seem to faze them. And they're hopeless. You know, they're thinking about just leaving the property. And then one day, he was driving home on this, rural road. And he said there was a truck in front of him that was just packed down with a bunch of junk, just way too much stuff. And he just knew that something was going to fall off this truck. And sure enough, at one point, a couple of items tumble off of the truck in front of him. And so John lays on the horn and the guy just keeps on going. So John gets over, he pulls over, he gets out of his car. And he goes to see what's fallen out of this truck. And here in the road is a samurai sword. A katana. And I actually own samurai swords. And so you have, if you're that kind of person, you have your three different types of blades. You have your tanto, which is a short one. And then you have your wakizashi, which is the medium-sized one, and then you have your katana, which is the big long one with the nice curved blade on it. And he just immediately felt there was something beyond synchronistic about the fact that he, that literally this katana just fell out of out of this truck at his feet. And so he picks up this mystical sword. He has no way of tracking down the man who dropped it. And so he says, I guess I am now the owner of this katana. So after that, whenever these aliens appear at his house, he runs out and he starts slicing them with this katana. And guess what? It works. It kills them. And all kinds of fluids go everywhere. And then the alien hits the floor, but then immediately it vanishes. It's like they're from another dimension. matter and energy are flexible and transient. And so every time he kills one of these things, the body just vanishes. And then some of the fluids and stuff will vanish as well. So this puts him in an even weirder position. Because now he's killing these things, but he can't prove that they exist physically. He and his wife are starting to feel like they're going insane. But then he discovers something. He discovers that if he chops the head off of one, it does not disappear. And when we come back, I will tell you what he did when he chopped the head off of one. He said it wasn't easy. He had to whack it a few times. But, well, stick around. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be back after these important messages.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Joshua P. Warren and Strange Things coming right up.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Coast to Coast AM mobile app is here and waiting for you right now. With the app, you can hear classic shows from the past 7 years, listen to the current live show, and get access to the Art Bell Vault where you can listen to uninterrupted audio. So head on over to the coasttocoastam.com website. We have a handy video guide to help you get the most out of your mobile app usage. All the info is waiting for you now at coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Heard on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find your favorite shows.
Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the show where the unusual becomes usual. How would you like to live at this ranch that John Edmonds basically describes as a place where anything and everything is happening? It's like a portal. It's like Skinwalker Ranch. You've got ghosts and aliens and UFOs and psychic phenomena. It's like Brown Mountain in North Carolina. It's like Point Pleasant, West Virginia in the 1960s. It's like perhaps even my own land in Rachel, Nevada, where I'm working on building my portal machine. A little bit of everything's happening here. And so, yes, you have various interdimensional interactions. And here he is fighting like crazy for this beloved ranch, trying to protect himself and his wife, who are being abducted. They even believe that there are experiments being done with their private parts. And, you know, these things are running around hissing like snakes, these grays. And he's happy that he can at least kill them with the sword. But he's stunned when he finally chops the head off of one and the body does not vanish. Okay. This is a game changer. So he takes the body and the head and he packs them up and he puts them in this big freezer. And now he's saying, this is my opportunity to do something to prove what's happening here. And I don't know if he'd been telling a lot of people about this, what was happening to him or not. So he's tried to figure out, what do I do? What do I do? And he said, you know, you might think if you had a dead alien that you would just call the news or call the cops and go out and tell the whole world. But he says, that's not the way it is. That honestly, right off the bat, you think, is it possible that somehow, some way, what I've done here is illegal? Because you didn't want, I mean, you never know. You might get into some kind of trouble for doing this. Secondly, he says, I don't want the entire world to descend on my property tomorrow. This become a huge circus. You know, what, how do you handle something like this? He was clueless. He thought about maybe even, you know, destroying it. But apparently he, back in his days when he was working with, you know, like corrections officers and people like that, he ended up working on some cases and he met this guy who became a good friend who was high up in the military somewhere. And this retired military man was trusted. And so John Edmonds, and by the way, I should have done this to begin with, but if you ever look this up, Edmonds is spelled, John is spelled J-O-H-N, and Edmonds is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D-S. John Edmonds calls up this military guy, and the military guy somehow says, well, here's this scientist that you can send this stuff to, and I think he's the man. His name is Dr. W.C. Levengood. And Levengood had been around for many, many years. He was already an old man. He was up in his 80s, I think. And he said, I'd seen actually Levenwood's work. He'd done a lot of work on crop circles. And he, even though he had a lot of credibility, he was very open-minded to strange and metaphysical things. So John decided to send some of the body to this scientist, Levengood. And he goes to the freezer, and guess what? The body has vanished. So even they still apparently vanish, even if you cut their head off, but it just takes a little longer. And he says he's not sure if they come back and collect the dead or what. But he still had some tissue left over. As a matter of fact, there's a picture of his samurai sword with in kind of like a pool of blood. So he gets some of these tissue samples and he sends them to Dr. Levengood. And Levengood studies them and sends back this big report and says, I've never seen anything exactly like this, except maybe around animal mutilation sites. He goes, to paraphrase, and this is a very long detailed report, but he basically says that these molecules from this tissue, it almost looks like an animal plant hybrid. It doesn't quite look like any life form here on Earth. It's a mix of these things. And this is very exciting. And so they're going to continue pursuing this. And then all of a sudden, Levengood dies. Now, from what I know, from what I've heard, it was just natural causes. Like I say, he was an old man. Well, what happened to all these tissue samples and stuff? Well, apparently his wife had access to them. And then right after that, Levengood's wife died. And they ask, well, what happened to her? And somebody said, oh, she slipped and fell or something very general like that. Yes, here we go. Down the road of conspiracy. Is somebody trying to cover this up or some truths just not allowed to be exposed by Mother Nature because the universe doesn't want them exposed? Or is this just all too convenient? And it's just a bunch of baloney to cover up a baloney story. Well, regardless, after all this happens, John Edmonds, he decides that he's got to just tell the world about this and see if what needs to be done. He gets frustrated. He ends up going on ghost adventures, which is really weird. You know, I've been on ghost adventures a number of times. I've worked with Zach Bagans on a lot of different projects over the years on the Travel Channel, Paranormal Paparazzi and Paranormal Challenge, as well as Dave Schrader. And Dave Schrader was on this episode of Ghost Adventures. It came out on July 30th of 2016. The episode was called Stardust Ranch. And on my TV, if I go to Discovery Plus, that is my Roku Discovery Plus, it's listed as Season 15, Episode 3. I think if you go to different places, platforms, it might be slightly different, but it should be somewhere, I think, in Season 15, Stardust Ranch. And in this show, well, the guy, John Edmonds, is there with Zach Bagans. He takes out the samurai sword. I have all these screen captures of the two of them holding this sword, and John is talking about, you know, killing this thing. I'm actually looking at pictures of them right now holding the sword. I have this picture also of the sword in a pile of blood or some other kind of fluid. And then at one point in the show, like Dave Schrader goes out by himself into the desert at night and tries to see if anything happens. And, you know, they captured a lot of weird, creepy stuff, but, you know, nobody got like abducted or anything. And they didn't, you know, they didn't capture a video of a grape. Well, after that, John, he started coming out and talking more and more about this. He would go on radio shows, podcasts. And I don't know, honestly, if he was actually out there trying to make money from this story. I just don't know. But I do know that finally he put his ranch up for sale and they just had to get out of there, put it up for, I think it might have been somewhere in the neighborhood of $5 million. And nobody ever bought it. And I wonder why. Would you want to live there? I don't think I would buy it. And then it is my understanding that he died February of 2022, and I don't know how old he was, but I think he might have been like in his early 60s or something like that. And then apparently, from what I was told by Nathan and Angel, after that, like I say, his wife, who never wanted her face to be shown, who never wanted to be identified with this stuff, and I've heard through the grapevine that she may actually have some like law enforcement connections that she was sort of worried about being connected with this. She just walked out and left everything, which is weird because when they found the place, it almost looked like the same thing had happened with the last folks who owned it, that they had just walked out and left everything. And that apparently is what she did. And as I speak, I'm looking at Zillow, and this property, this ranch, is listed on Zillow for sale for $1.3 million. And I was wondering, like, what are the real estate disclosure laws in Arizona regarding stigmatized property? You know, because I did a show about that, episode 145, Stigmatized Properties, the Facts. And I looked it up, and it says here, for Arizona, under the Arizona Stigmatized Property Law, a seller, a landlord, and any real estate agent are not required to disclose that a natural death, a suicide, or a homicide occurred in the home. So anyway, I said to Nathan and Angel, can you send me any of this kind of DNA stuff that, you know, I could have tested? And this is when Nathan and Angel blow my mind. Nathan says, I've got the sword. Excuse me? He says, yeah, I got the sword from the house. You know, this is apparently the sword that he was killing aliens with. And I said, can you like swab it and send me some samples of it? And he said, he's such a supporter of the show. He and Angel are such supporters and fans of the show. He says, look, I will gift this thing to you because you know how to do something with it. You know, it'll be significant. I'll send it to you. And I said, oh my, yeah, please, let's make this happen. Well, guess what I got in the mail 3 days ago? I received a sword in the mail, and I'm holding it in my hands right now. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you what happens next. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Strange Things coming right up.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
My name is Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com. Over 5 years ago, George Norrie approached me with a unique concept, a dating site for people searching for someone with interests in UFOs, ghosts, Bigfoot, conspiracy theories, and the paranormal. From that, ParanormalDate.com was born. It's a unique site for unique people, and it's free to join to look around. If you want to upgrade and enjoy more of our great features, use promo code George for a great discount. So check it out. You got nothing to lose. ParanormalDate.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, it's producer Tom of Coast to Coast AM, and more of The Wizard of Weird starts right now.
Welcome back to the final segment of this edition of Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. And yes, I am holding it in my hands. When I went to FedEx and picked this up, let me just tell you, talk about a kid on Christmas morning. But here's the thing. I got this back to my house. I took out this sword. And this man, John Edmonds, said that he killed 18 or 19 aliens using a sword. And I took out this sword and I looked at it and I said, you know what? This doesn't look like the same sword that was on TV. And so I got the screenshots of him holding the sword and Zach Bagans holding the sword. And this is not the same sword. I mentioned I collect samurai swords. And the one that he has on TV and the one that he showed in one of the pictures online was a very traditional looking katana with the typical sort of black and white wrapped handle, and a very certain looking guard, and the blade had that a slight curve to it. This is very similar. This is definitely designed to be a katana, but it is a lightweight wooden handle. There's no wrapping on it. The guard is very different. It looks like it's made of brass or something like that. It's a very brassy colored metal, and it has some flourish. And then the blade is much straighter than a typical katana. So I thought, well, this is really odd that this is not the same sword. And yet I'm looking at this sword and it's got all these weird, nasty stains and spots on all over it that really do look like some kind of blood or tissue or something like that. And I contacted Nathan and Angel and I said, if you look at these pictures of the sword that he was holding, this is a different sword. And they were like, oh, wow, man, that's, you know, I can't believe that. We thought we had the smoking gun. And I go, but wait, no, this could be good. Because this guy was scared to death of these things. and he was stashing weapons all around his house. And the one that he showed on TV was being handled by other people. It's probably the one that he took rubbings off of that he may have sent to the doctor. This may be even better because this has not been touched. I mean, I can look at this blade and it does not look like anybody has wiped on it. Or there is one little section where it looks like a scraping may have been taken. And this is about a 35-inch long sword from top to bottom. It's very well balanced. It feels good in my hands. And by the way, you know, I keep this compass on my desk here that I bought years ago when I was in Transylvania in Romania. And when I lower this blade down near my Transylvanian compass, it just goes bonkers. The compass goes bonkers. It's so cool. I know that's, you know, that's probably just because it's a big metal, you know, big piece of metal, but it's just such a cool thing. When I lower this sword, to see that compass just go crazy. So I'm holding in my hands this sword that was obviously used, like I say, with spots and stains and God knows what kind of little rust-like tissues. I see fingerprints on it. There's a lot on this blade, okay? I'm holding this in my hands. And I am going to do everything in my power to have this properly tested. And I'm going to start by talking to some of my contacts at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, UNLV, and then take it from there and figure out like the best way to have this sword tested. Because this may actually be the real smoking gun, because this is not the one that was handled by Hollywood, but he obviously was cutting up something with this. And this is now one of the most weird and potentially amazing items that I have. And who knows what is going to be revealed. At some point I will post pictures of this sword, maybe even a video and that kind of thing online for you when I'm ready to give my complete report and kind of tell you what the outcome of this, whether it's something earth-shattering or not. I will give you the report. And I don't know how long this is going to take to get this properly done. I don't know how much it's going to cost, but that's okay. I'm going to do it. And I just, you know, I can't thank, obviously, Nathan and Angel enough for being, you know, my kind of people, saying like, look, if you can do something with this thing, here, it's yours. It's a gift. Go take it. Let's see what you can find out. And I believe this is such a great opportunity that, look, we may determine that there's nothing here that's extraterrestrial or extraordinary. And if so, that's fine. But what if there is DNA on here from a gray? What is that going to mean for the world? You have to stay tuned. And I was thinking, you know, if I actually, if I killed an alien, I don't even think I don't have a freezer big enough to put the alien in. I guess I could cut him up into little pieces. I was talking to Lauren the other day about our dog, our Chihuahua Dolly. And you know how sometimes people, they'll cryo freeze their dog so they can put it on the shelf, you know, after it's dead. And I said to Lauren, I said, you know, Lauren, I think we should cryo freeze Dolly before she dies so she looks more lifelike. Now, is the process going to kill her? Of course it is. I mean, she'll freeze to death in an instant. But it's a lot like what happened to Han Solo in The Empire Strikes Back. Except, well, he survived. And, well, obviously, you know, Dolly's not going to, but, you know, that's just a bitter pill. And look, I'm joking, everybody. I'm joking. Please don't email me. That is a joke. Of course, I'm not going to freeze my dog. That's ridiculous. It's like one time they told me and Lauren our dog was too heavy for the airplane, and I said, hold on a second, we'll cut her legs off. All right, that's ridiculous humor. I grew up hearing jokes like, you know, what's red and green and goes around and around, a frog in a blender. That's Western North Carolina Blue Ridge Mountain humor. That's how I was raised. And trust me, it gets a lot worse than that. But no, seriously, gosh, what if you could kill one of these grays and cryo freeze it? Would that make a difference? Would that prevent it from vanishing? Or is there some other technique? And this is the thing that also, I mean, John Edmonds was talking about. If these are beings that are not necessarily 100% here, and they're not 100% in another dimension, well, then how does that affect the body when it dies? And I, again, it sounds very convenient to say, all right, well, the guy says he's killed 18 or 19 of these things, and yet, you know, we don't have the body, or even a picture of a body that I know of. Is that what happens to a lot of these creatures like Bigfoot and these other beings that die? And by the way, I was told by Nathan that in the house, when they went in there to do the repossession and they had to go through everything, that all the cameras, he had camcorders there, but all the tapes were gone. All the computers were wiped clean. All the stuff was in the house, but no imagery. All of that stuff was gone. So what's going to happen with this sword and my data? You, my friends, will be the first to know because you listen to this show called Strange Things. So once again, that book, if you want to read all about this on Amazon, it's called Stardust Ranch, The Incredible True Story. Thank you, Nathan. Thank you, Angel. I'm still in shock. So now, however, we've talked about some pretty twisted and weird stuff. Shall we, as usual, relax? And let's end the show on a very positive and uplifting note. If you can, close your eyes, take a deep breath. Let us all meditate together on the one, the only, the original good fortune tone. That's it for this edition of the show. Follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren. Plus, visit joshuapwarren.com to sign up for my free e-newsletter to receive a free instant gift and check out the cool stuff in the Curiosity Shop, all at joshuapwarren.com. I have a fun one lined up for you next time, I promise. So please tell all your friends to subscribe to this show and to always remember the golden rule. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon. You've been listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Well, if you like this episode of Strange Things, wait till you hear the next one. Thank you for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com.
That's betterhelp.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.